Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Arcadia Publishing series of books about cities and towns around Michigan now has a book devoted to the city many in East Lansing think of as its top rival. Current State Scott Pohl talked with author Patty Smith about Images of America, Downtown Ann Arbor. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Patty Smith is a teacher who grew up in suburban Detroit. Later, she moved to Ann Arbor in her late 20s, and she just fell in love with the place. Patty Smith tells me that her interest in the city's history was sparked by her first visit to a landmark theater in town.
When I first really recognized the importance of history sitting in the Michigan Theater in downtown Ann Arbor. It's a beautiful historic movie palace and Liberty Street, and I had never been in anything like it. Just simply had never been in a movie palace that had been so beautifully restored. And that's where I got the first spark of, oh, local history is so important. And I read about how they preserved it, how they saved the theater. And if you go, they have a big theater, the historic theater, and then there's a little screening room off in the back. And if you go to the screening room and you look around the ceiling or the top of the wall, they have large pictures of theaters that used to be in downtown Ann Arbor and then are gone. And a couple are in the book. Some are just gone. They're parking lots. And others, one is now a restaurant and there are other things. But I kind of started there. This was years ago. I started there. And just reading about the theaters, learning about the theaters, just really impressed upon me how much history there was in this, big, small city, big town, and the fact that they were able to save the Michigan Theater the way they were really just stressed to me how important we need development, we need new stuff, but it stressed to me how important preservation of at least some of that older stuff is, and that's kind of what lit the spark for me.
You know, I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with the series of books that Arcadia Publishing has put out about Michigan cities. Beautifully published small books about local towns. And I think a lot of those people will find it surprising that there hasn't been one about downtown Ann Arbor before.
I did too. Oh my gosh, that's so funny you say that, because when I first queried the Arcadia Publishers, great publisher, by the way, I'm a teacher, I'm a special ed teacher, and my idea was to do one-room schoolhouses. And Arcadia was very nice, and they said, oh, you seem really nice, but we don't think that would have the readership. So I said, okay, thanks, hey, cool, thanks. And then a couple weeks later, they emailed me back, and they said, well, what about a project on downtown Ann Arbor? We don't actually have a book on downtown Ann Arbor. And, I think a normal person would have waited a couple days and thought about it, but not me. I'm like, oh, yes, okay, where do I sign? When can we do this? And I was so thrilled. I was so excited because I live near downtown. I love downtown. And I was also very surprised that there hadn't been one. And I was just so completely honored and privileged to be able to do the book.
Well, at the top of the press release that came with the book is something about the history behind Ann Arbor's name. So I guess I am obligated to ask you how Ann Arbor got its name.
There's a beautiful story, Scott. It's beautiful. And it's that the founders, Mr. Rumsey and Mr. Allen, John Allen and Alicia Rumsey, this is true. They both had wives. It was Ann Allen and Mary Ann Rumsey, apparently went by Ann. And that's true. We know that. The beautiful story is that both wives were sitting in this grove of beautiful trees, perhaps bur oak trees, and enjoying the day and having this lovely experience. And Mr. Allen and or Mr. Rumsey said, oh, our wives, Anne, are in the arbor. Ta-da, there's the name. Ding, 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 got a name. And while that's a beautiful story that has since been proven not to be true, Mrs. Rumsey and Mrs. Allen were never in town at the same time. And if they were, there was, and that's one thing with historical research, there's always conflicting reports, but the general understanding is they were not in town at the same time. In fact, Mrs. Allen hated Ann Arbor. And I don't know, if she did visit when she was here. I don't know if she went and sat in a grove of trees. I don't know if it was quite as idyllic as that. But the fact is that it did come from the names of the wives. And there is a lot, our nickname, one of our nicknames is Tree Town. We just moved a tree. There was a historic tree in front of, I hope I don't misspeak. Maybe it was the business school. There was a tree they just moved. It was in the news, and they spent quite a bit of money to move the tree to preserve it. So we take our trees really seriously. But that's the origin of the name.
Patty Smith is the author of the new Images of America book called Downtown Ann Arbor. And Patty, I wanted to bring up the fact that the mayor of Ann Arbor wrote your foreword. Mm-hmm. How'd you get the mayor to do that?
That was the best day, Scott. Oh, my gosh. I had known him. I am a member. I mentioned this in the book, too. We have some tweeters, some people on Twitter. And what we do is every other week we watch city council and we live tweet the meetings. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great group. And the hashtag is A2 Council. And so the mayor knew of me through that. And then I have some friends on council who apparently had said nice things about me at one time or another. And I'm on a couple commissions. I'm only on one. I'm on the Environmental Commission right now in town. So he knew my name. So I emailed him and I said, would you consider writing this foreword? And I'm thinking he's probably way too busy. And he said, yes. And that was, I was in my classroom when I got the email. I'm jumping up and down. It was great. So Mayor Heefsha just retired. He just, 14 years as mayor, longest serving mayor, amazing, amazing mayor. And now Christopher Taylor is our mayor. He's awesome too. But yeah, I literally just asked him. And I think that the fact that John said yes so quickly speaks so highly of our elected officials. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of towns, like where I grew up, I don't know, but I never would have gotten to know the mayor. And it just, I think it speaks so highly that we have elected officials who will do something like this for a citizen they barely even know. And so it was such an honor, and it was so exciting, especially as he was kind of ending his term. And as a matter of fact, my book launch was at Common Language Bookstore the first Monday he didn't have to be at a city council meeting, and he still showed up and gave the introduction. And I said that right there. I'm like, I'd be at home with the beer, but he's here, and that just, I think, speaks so highly of our citizens and our elected officials.
All right. Now, if one was to ponder the history of downtown East Lansing, it has to go hand in hand with the growth of Michigan State University. Can you shed some light on the growth of the University of Michigan and its role in the history of downtown Ann Arbor?
The publishers wanted me to focus just on the city. So we have the whole town and gown thing that I'm sure you do, too. And one of our streets, Division Street, was at one point, it's been a couple things. It divided the university from downtown. It divided at one point bars, no bars, or liquor license, no liquor license. There's without a doubt, the city would not be what it is without the university. There's absolutely no doubt. And I will confess, I don't know much about the history of the university, except to say that I worked in a rural county before I got my job where I teach now. And there were a lot of downtowns that were like the Bruce Springsteen song, that no one wants to go downtown anymore. And I don't know what would have happened to downtown Ann Arbor without the University of Michigan, but I think it's safe to say that we are where we are absolutely hand in hand with University of Michigan. A lot of my friends came for school, never left, or they work there. I can't imagine what the downtown, I can't imagine it would be what it is today without the university.
Patty Smith is the author of Images of America, Downtown Ann Arbor from Arcadia Publishing. And these Arcadia Publishing books about towns around Michigan are known for their photography and old photos. And so I know that your book has a couple hundred historic images. Where did you find these images?
We are so lucky. We have the Bentley Library. It is such an outstanding resource. And I really want to say there is a man who I unfortunately didn't get to meet because he passed away, but his name was Sam Sturgis. And Mr. Sturgis was a photographer, historian. And he would go, what I heard is he would go to estate sales and buy people's photograph collections. And then he figured out what and where they were. He cataloged them and he donated it to the Bentley Public Library before his death. And that is so phenomenal that he did that, because if he hadn't, I have to imagine these pictures would have been thrown out or lost. And it was that collection that I drew the majority of my pictures from, because they're just, They're kind of everyday pictures. Some are, you know, some are posed with the people in front of the business, but they're just kind of pictures, day in the life pictures of Ann Arbor. And so it was such a great resource, and they were so helpful and so nice. And like I said, I really, I'm not a great photographer, but I'm trying to get pictures of Ann Arbor now, and then I'm going to get them all, you know, cataloged. And then when I, well, before I pass on, I'm going to donate them to the Bentley. So hopefully in a couple hundred years, maybe they would come in handy as documenting life as it is in Ann Arbor now.
When doing research for this book, did you encounter places that in the back of your mind you didn't want to just tell the story or show pictures, but you kind of wished it was still there in Ann Arbor, anything like that? You've mentioned theaters. I don't know if maybe the theaters fall into that category, but any other buildings in Ann Arbor that aren't there anymore you wish were still around?
Yes. There's actually a wonderful Arcadia book by Susan Weinberg, who's another historian, and it's called Lost Ann Arbor. And the number one building that it was our courthouse. It's in the second chapter is East and West Streets, and you can't have a book about Ann Arbor and not have that picture, because it is, if you can go to a city that has kind of the old-fashioned courthouse, it looks like that. I mean, it was built in the 1880s. And I always say, if I ever build a time machine, first I'm going to go kill Hitler, right? Because we'd all kill Hitler, okay, right? But then I'm going to go to Ann Arbor after World War II and say, please, you guys, don't tear down the courthouse. So I told my friends, like, if you ever walk past the courthouse square and, like, it's there, you know I've succeeded. I got the time machine. But it was just such a beautiful, beautiful building. And I also have our post office. Our post office was right about a block away, three-story building, ornate. And that's another one that I really wish was still there. And I understand after World War II, it was rocket ships and atomic energy and the atomic bomb and future. And anything pre-1900 was old and had to go. It'd be like, you know, if your studio had like Harvest Gold shag carpet and avocado green, we'd be like, what? So I get it, but it's really sad it's not there, because it was just an absolutely beautiful building. So if you see me walking around downtown grumbling to myself, it's very likely I'm angry about that not being there.
The book is Images of America, Downtown Ann Arbor. Patty Smith is the author responsible for this book from Arcadia Publishing. Thank you, Patty. Nice meeting you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.